And we're back for the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz. We're here every Sunday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on 89.1 on your FM dial. We hope you'll stick around for this hour. We've got some nice sounds lined up for you, and we hope you'll come back next week, too, at the same time. I'm going to lead off with Arnett Cobb. Arnett Cobb's a tenor saxophone player that's particularly interesting to me. When I was in high school, I spent a fair amount of time listening to rhythm and blues, as did most of my contemporaries. And the thing that intrigued me about those numbers was a lot of them had a break in the middle where somebody would just step in and with a tenor saxophone or an alto saxophone and just blow everybody up against the wall. And I was intrigued by that sound. And I learned years later from Bob Porter, the jazz historian, that most of those breaks were played by Arnett Cobb. And so we're going to listen to him in a little different venue. He's here with Ray Bryant on piano and Wendell Marshall on bass, Art Taylor on drums, and Ray Beretta on congo. And they're going to play a tune written by Harry Babson and the bassist Oscar Pettiford, entitled Blues in the Closet.
Thank you.
And it was Blues in the Closet, with a group headed up by Arnett Cobb on tenor sax, Ray Bryant on piano, Wendell Marshall on bass, Art Taylor on drums, and Ray Barreto on conga. It's from an LP entitled Party Time, issued on the Prestige label in 1959.
In the second hour, we're going to continue to highlight the trumpet artistry of Ruby Braff, and we're going to play another track from his album on the Concord label, A Sailboat in the Moonlight. And this is a composition written by one of the great alto sax men, arrangers, composers, band leaders of all time, Benny Carter, When Lights Are Low. And with, of course, Ruby on trumpet. Scott Hamilton's is soulmate on tenor sax. Tipton, Indiana's finest on piano, John Bunch. Phil Flanagan on bass. Chris Florey on guitar. Chuck Riggs on drums. When Lights Are Low. swinging version of Benny Carter's composition "When Lights Are Low" by Ruby Braff and his crowd. And his crowd included Scott Hamilton there on a tenor sax and John Bunch on piano.
Well, next we'll hear from the Barrett Deems Hottet. Barrett, of course, was Louis Armstrong's drummer for many years and even appeared in some of the movies that Louis did. The Hottet here, in addition to Barrett, is Don DeMichels on vibes, and Chuck Hedges on clarinet, Bob Roberts on lead guitar, and Don DeFoe on rhythm guitar, Steve Baer on piano, and Wilson McKendra on bass. And they're going to do a tune written by Hoagy Carmichael entitled "New Orleans."
Thank you.
And that was the Barrett Deems Hatet. Some nice work on clarinet but with Chuck Hedges. Barrett, of course, on drums, Don DeMichael on vibes, Bob Roberts on lead guitar, Don DeFoe on rhythm guitar, Steve Bear on piano, Wilson McKender on bass, Hoagie Carmichael's tune, New Orleans. It's on a Claremont label LP recorded in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin in 1978.
Well, we're back to our highlight artist of the week, trumpet man Ruby Braff. And Ruby had an affinity for unusual names for his working groups. This is his Ruby Braff and his New England Songhounds. And it was a great group. It included Scott Hamilton on tenor sax, Howard Alden on guitar, the inimitable Dave McKenna on piano, one of my favorite piano players, two-fisted piano player, underrated Frank Tate on bass, and Alan Dawson out of Boston on drums, who's worked with everybody under the sun. And we're going to revisit Count Basie's great ballad, Blue and Sentimental, which was one of his in his book of both the Old Testament and New Testament Basie bands. And let's listen to Blue and Sentimental. Thank you. Ah, great old ballad from the Basie songbook, Blue and Sentimental by Ruby Braff and his New England Songhounds, Volume 1. And we'll return with Volume 2 later. And we got, of course, our hard-eyed artist Ruby Braff on trumpet, Scott Hamilton on tenor sax, Howard Alden on guitar, Dave McKinn on bass, on piano. That's Blue and Sentimental.
Well, next we have the Al Cohn Quintet on an LP with that title. It features Al Cohn on tenor sax, Bob Brookmeyer on trombone, Mose Allison on piano, Teddy Kotick on bass, and Nick Stabulous on drums. And they're going to play a Rodgers and Hart tune entitled The Lady is a Tramp. And that was The Lady is a Tramp, featuring the Al Cohn Quintet with Al on tenor sax, Bob Brookmeyer on trombone, Mose Allison on piano, Teddy Kotick on bass, and Nick Stabulous on drums. That's from a choral LP released in 1957.
Concord Records brought Ruby Braff back into the studio for another session with his New England Soundhounds, Volume 2. They were just a real juggernaut, this group, and so they had to bring them back in. And it was the same personnel as on Volume 1. They could have cut it all in the studio in one day, for all I know, and reduced them as produced them as Volumes 1 and 2. But, of course, it's Ruby on trumpet, Scott Hamilton on tenor sax, the great Howard Alden on guitar, Dave McKenna on piano, Tate on bass, Alan Dawson on drums. This is a great thing. It was written by George and Ira Gershwin. Nice work if you can get it.
Thank you.
That was Ruby and his New England Songhounds, and that was George and Ira Gershwin's great composition. Nice work if you can get it. And we won't give you all the personnel at this time, but there was Ruby Braff out there on front on trumpet, and Scott Hamilton on tenor sax.
Well, let's listen to a Basie reunion next. It's from an LP with that title, Basie Reunion, and it's the group consists of all Basie alumni plus one. Nat Pierce does his best Basie-style piano on this, along with Paul Quinichet on tenor sax, the vice prez, Buck Clayton on trumpet, Shad Collins on trumpet, Jack Washington on baritone sax, Freddie Green on guitar, Eddie Jones on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. And they're going to play a tune written by Buster Smith entitled Blues I Like to Hear. Thank you. that was Blues I Like to Hear, from a Basie reunion album featuring Paul Quinichet on tenor sax, Buck Clayton on trumpet, Shad Collins on trumpet, nice work by Jack Washington on baritone sax, and Freddie Green on guitar, Eddie Jones on bass, Joe Jones on drums, and Nat Pierce doing his Basie imitation on piano. That was a prestige LP released in 1958.
We're going to turn now to an album that our highlight artist, Ruby Bath, played, cut on the Vanguard label back in 1956, called 2x2, co-billing as Ruby Braff and Ellis Larkins. Of course, Ruby on trumpet, Ellis Larkins on piano. No rhythm section, as the title implies, 2x2. And this is a Rodgers and Hart composition that I think you'll enjoy. It's Thou Swell. Yes, a great Rodgers and Hart composition, Thou Swell, just a duo, no rhythm section, Ruby Braff on trumpet, Ellis Larkins on piano.
Well, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. We're here every Sunday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we hope you come back next week for more of the best in mainstream jazz. I'm going to wrap it up with the Buddy Rich Big Band from an LP entitled The Best of Buddy Rich. This was an anthology of Buddy's previous albums and was issued posthumously on Pacific Jazz label in 1964. And you'll hear some solos by Jay Corey on tenor sax, Charles Alto on alto sax, and Ernie Wells on alto sax. And it's a tune written by Buddy Greco entitled The Rotten Kid.